Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, I know this is a pretty, I know people geek out about this question. So I was just wondering, how many trading monitors should I have, and how big should they be?
This reminds me of the question, which was, I think it was someone asked Abraham Lincoln. They said, you know, how long should a man's legs be? And he said, long enough to reach the ground. And that's kind of what this reminds me of. Like, you know, I have no idea. I mean, it's a personal thing. It's like, you know, what kind of woman should I marry or whatever? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I would say it's kind of like when you meet your friends and you know, I like this guy and I want to hang out with him, or I like this girl and she, you know. So look, here's the thing. If you can't trade on one screen, then maybe you need two. And if two doesn't work, then maybe you need three. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I would say that there are more important issues than the number of screens. One is if you've got a lot of screens and you feel like you need a lot of screens, the hint that I'm getting there is that you're probably trading the lower time frames. You're making snap decisions. You need a lot of stuff, you know, in front of you. And if that's the case, mm-hmm. you're probably going to be, like, the real focus should be on, you know, what that does to you, like, neurologically, and what's happening to your brain when you start trading these lower time frames. That's the real issue here, and I would urge you to look up the nucleus accumbens, like Google nucleus accumbens. I'll give a link down here to a couple of studies and resources in the show notes for this podcast. But basically, your nucleus accumbens lights up when you start doing these lower time frames, and that's the same area of your brain that lights up when you do a line of cocaine. Okay, so it's a very addictive thing. I mean, and so if you feel like you need to have seven screens or whatever, you're playing with fire, basically. I'm not saying you can't do it. There are plenty of guys out there that can scalp and all that. They're usually very, very disciplined, though. They're usually like military-type guys, you know. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that you need to be aware of. So I would say it's probably, if you're feeling like you need more screens, you're probably trading the lower time frames. It's probably a symptom of a bigger issue, which is, you know, don't blame your losing trades on the fact that you didn't have an extra screen and you couldn't see that five-minute chart or whatever. You know, it's something yeah. bigger than that. But the other thing I would, just as an aside, one thing that you might find useful if you're spending a lot of screen time, like if you're a scalper and you're sitting in front of the computer for 5 hours a day and you've got like a side job or something, that's a lot of screen time potentially if you have a regular, you know, white-collar desk job. So one tip that I would say is you can use these glasses to cut down on the, I'm actually wearing them right now, and they're called Gunnar, and they're like video gaming glasses. I don't know if you've seen them, but that can kind of cut down on the radiation. That's something that will help you over the long haul if you have all these screens that are basically like blasting you every day. You know, you can probably pick up a pair of these glasses, and I'll put those on the show notes too. So that's something that you might want to look at too if you're in front of a lot of screens. So yes, yeah, so I'm sorry that I can't give a better answer than that. It's probably what people are looking for, but yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's a great answer. I just have two. I have a 32-inch and a small laptop screen, and that's about it.
Yeah. I got the same deal. So, I can certainly trade off the laptop, but usually if I'm sitting down, I'll plug it into a monitor. Yeah. So I've got a monitor and a laptop. So yeah. So it's no big deal.
Cool. Good to know. All right. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks a lot. See you next time.
Yep. See you next time.